Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Develop Your Creative Spirit. That's the subject at hand today for this little podcast. So I'm recording this on March 9th, 2017, and here in South Florida, spring is definitely in the air. The weather is beautiful, and it's quite inspiring when we have beautiful sunny weather. That's the vibration of creativity and getting out and moving and doing things. You know, it's always time to release any block that's preventing you from moving forward with your life. You know, that's the question I posed when I posted this podcast. Are you ready to release blocks? So whenever I hear the word blocks, I have an internal cringe because I really perceive that blocks are self-imposed. That means that we allow them to exist. The moment that we decide, I'm not going to let that prevent me from moving forward. I'm not going to let that take me down. Then the block disappears, and somehow, some way, with ease and grace, you can pick yourself up and move forward with what it is that you really want to do. Whether it's something as simple as making a beautiful meal or cleaning your home or making a pretty garden or creating a beautiful piece of artwork or writing. There's so many ways that we express ourselves creatively. I find it creative when I get in the mood, which I wish it was more often, when I get in the mood to clean the house. You know, I get in that vibe of rearranging things and moving things around and putting things away and in their place or throwing things out. And that is all part of a creative process. Sometimes when I'm stuck in my writing situation, because I write for part of my living is being an author. And you really want to be able to keep moving with your work. So if I'm feeling like, that's slowed down, sometimes I will. I'll clean my whole office. This is what I do first. I will straighten out. I'll go through every piece of paper on my desk because I run businesses. So things accumulate if I don't have time, if I'm moving. So this happens to all of us in one way or another. My mind might look different than yours, the accumulation of stuff. So first is clearing the decks. That allows for us to move forward. Then, of course, because of who I am, I want to talk about what gemstones, what essential oils, even what colors in general can help move you into the creative vibe. So right off the bat, I'll give away the answer to that. Not only is it orange, but it could also be red rocks or red, the color red, and also turquoise or blues, complementary vibes. Because what happens is when we're in balance, we feel like being creative. When we're in balance, we're ready to move forward and take action. And then the other aspect to using the colors and the essential oils and the gemstones, which are really work, it's really your belief system, what you can imagine. When people sometimes ask me in a session, they go, Margaret, will I ever blah, 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 whatever it is that they want, or will it ever happen? And the first thing I say back to them is, so can you imagine that? Can you imagine yourself, maybe in the case of these examples, can you imagine yourself having a baby? Can you imagine yourself being married? Can you imagine yourself having your own business? You know, can you imagine yourself being successful in your own business? And or can you imagine yourself retiring with lots of money and plenty to spare? You know, whatever the intention is, whatever the question at hand might be, it's all up to the imagination. You know, two of my favorite people in the world of imagination, one is Paul J. Meyer. And Paul J. Meyer's statement or expression that I love the most, or his quote, that's what it's really called, it sums it up really well, is whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, sincerely believe, enthusiastically act upon must inevitably come to pass. I'm going to read that again, and you can also type into your Google search Paul J. Meyer quote, okay, M-Y-E-R. Whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, sincerely believe, and enthusiastically act upon, must inevitably come to pass. And then my other favorite imagination engineer comes prior to Paul J. Meyer in my life is Walt Disney. And I have two of his quotes that I enjoy the most. One is, all our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Courage. I always think of that lion in Wizard of Oz. I have courage. And so courage to me carries the colors of orange and yellow on a vibrational level. Just saying. The dreams are dreams. Carry the vibration of turquoise, teals, blues, like pastel blues. All our dreams come true if we have the courage to pursue them. If you can dream it, you can do it. Walt Disney. So I bring that up because I'm always, and I mean always, telling people, if you can believe it, if you can imagine it, we can make it happen. You can do anything. So you can pick up CDs that will help you with guided imagery, no doubt. I actually have, wow, how many? Maybe you can hear me moving rocks around over here. I have 9 different audio CDs, so you can always go look that up. But the point is if you can't figure out how to guide yourself in your imagination, which I do think you can always add to it having somebody else do it with and for you through the wonderful gift of audio. So whether you're listening to it on a CD or finding a download on the internet, my podcast, I have a number of meditations, free content for you. Go ahead and utilize them. Why not? I mean, even if you just do 5 minutes of it, sometimes that's enough to like shift your energy and help you move forward with creativity and action. So creativity and action, I look at creativity as an orange color and action as a blue color. Orange and turquoise together are very good because that turquoise color is the color that's going to bring through ideas. And then the orange vibe helps you give birth to it, to manifest to it, to take action here on the planet. So some gemstones that I really like for working with their energy as well as the color, orange calcite. I love some pieces of orange calcite. Just the word that comes to mind is like delicious. carnelian. And carnelian is a beautiful deep orange gemstone. You can get it in jewelry. You can get it in, bracelets, necklaces, earrings. And those tumble stones are really affordable. So just go ahead and get one of those and keep it nearby. In fact, I'm going to make it make noise. This is my orange calcite, my carnelian. And I love it. I feel love the way it feels. Sometimes when I'm contemplating, when I'm writing or creating a product, I'll hold it in my hand and not necessarily looking for the gemstone to do much more than add vibrational comfort and ease, and just knowing that it might help open a channel, but more that it's something to do with my hands while I'm contemplating. Contemplative thought is very powerful. To think, to contemplate, to let yourself work through things in a very quiet space. You still have a quiet mind, but you're working through something in your mind is very, very good. Red goldstone, which is actually a glass, that's a good one to use. Red goldstone is actually an orange color, and it's made out of glass, even though it's, we use it like a gemstone. And it has lots of little gold specks in it, lots and lots and lots. So it's very, very glittery and pretty, and the color and the glitter energy is what helps you to remember your magnificence, to remember to sparkle and shine, to take action with what you are sparkling and shining about. And the turquoise energy can literally be turquoise, though turquoise these days tends to be extremely expensive. So if you have a piece, hold on to it. Amazonite, also known as Amazonite, I like to say Amazonite. Amazonite is a turquoise colored gemstone that's really helpful when we are wanting to find the right words to speak the truth and also to open our ears well to hear the truth and be willing to hear the truth. So to know your truth, live your truth, be your truth, speak your truth, but also hear the truth. And that's Amazonite, Amazonite. You know, actually, all of these gemstones I'm talking about, I'm pretty sure all of them are on the website, my store, thecrystalgarden.com. Just go to the category where it's crystals and gemstones, and you'll find some of these if you want. Blue lace agate is the other one. Blue lace agate is sometimes even a periwinkle blue, a pastel blue, periwinkle blue. Very pretty. And because it has, like, banding in it that looks like lace, that's why it's called blue lace agate. And I like blue lace agate for good timing, to take that it's the right time, at the right place, with the right people, and that I'm being, that my beingness here on the planet is being divinely orchestrated. So note that I'm saying that your thought forms are what are creating your reality, not the crystals, okay? Just keep that in mind. These crystals and gemstones are tools for you to maintain your focus on what it is that you want, what it is that you're wanting to create, what it is that you're going to do and being able to imagine it. Now, I did say in my little description here that I would talk about essential oils. So I'm going to do the essential oils rather quickly because podcast time is almost over. And I really like to also include your guided, little mini guided meditation. So essential oils, orange, which is a citrus, and the other citrus I have in this category that I like to use for inspiration, grapefruit inspiration, very good for aligning with angel vibes. Lemon for mental clarity, for waking up, to being alert, mindfulness. Mandarin and orange are very helpful for feeling relaxed in your courage, relaxed and comforted and encouraged to take action. Then the two very grounding essential oils that I've included in this category today is vetiver. So vetiver is a root. Well, the essential oil is extracted from the root. And it does smell earthy, very earthy. It's very good for balancing your emotions because it is a hormone balancer. And then the other one is patchouli. And patchouli, I don't like a lot of patchouli. In other words, I don't like to use it often. Let me reframe and say I don't like to use it often. But I do like to use it when I'm making a blend because both vetiver and patchouli are stabilizing essential oils, so it will help stabilize the scent because if you made a blend with, let's say, all those citrus oils I mentioned, orange, grapefruit, lemon, mandarin, you're going to smell it for a second, and then it's going to be gone. It's just going to be gone. You're not going to have, well, I say a second, maybe 15 minutes, maybe even less. So with vetiver and patchouli, it grounds and stabilizes the scent, so it lasts longer. In order for you to still continue to smell it. It's still doing its work, whether your nose no longer actually smells it. Now, for the guided meditation, I would like for you to pick something that you really want to create, something that you've been thinking about doing, and maybe you just keep saying, oh, no, I can't do it, or whatever the reason that you haven't done it yet. So bring that to mind. And now put your awareness on your breath, on the inhalation and the exhalation. So really, I'm trying to breathe loud purposefully to help you to pay attention and breathe all the way from your belly first, breathing down into the belly, diaphragm expanding, and then upper chest expanding. And then when you exhale, let it be nice and slow and steady. so that the exhale actually ends up being longer than the inhalation. Nice. Good. Now, with your imagination, this is more of a contemplative or guided imagery. I want you to imagine. That means you see it, sense it, feel it, or perceive a future potential reality. With you actually doing what it would feel like for you to be doing or being whatever it is your intention is. Still focusing on your breath and start to bring to mind, if you can see it in your mind's eye, visualizing is very powerful. Visualizing, really visualizing that situation. So you're imagining it vividly. And even though we can't do that for a long time here right now, because that would make a very boring podcast, but you can continue to vividly imagine, like Paul J. Meyer said, vividly imagine. And then if you ardently desire it and can believe that you can make it happen, then it's time to act upon it. So even imagine that you're acting upon it. What would that mean? What would that take? Start contemplating all the components. So, you know, if I was to sit down and write, I need to first imagine myself sitting down at my computer with a Word document and writing. If I'm going to create a meal, I have to imagine what I'm going to get for, on that grocery list, and maybe even take the action to write the grocery list. Or if I'm going to open a store like I have, the Crystal Garden, then I have to imagine, visualize, and make lists and take action upon licensing, and checking accounts, and getting the property to put the beautiful store in, getting the merchandise. What would the merchandise be? And you just keep thinking, imagining, until one day you realize, oh, wow, I'm living it. So I probably or maybe didn't even mention anything that it is that you want to create. Maybe I did. But you got the gist. You have the idea to guide yourself in a meditative state, in a thoughtful place with no other distractions, quiet in your mind first, and then stepping into imagining your life. Whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, sincerely believe, and enthusiastically act upon must inevitably come to pass. Thanks to Paul J. Meyer, that sums it up, and it is true. So this is Margaret Ann Lembo. I encourage you to visit me at The Crystal Garden in Boynton Beach, Florida, or online at thecrystalgarden.com. Come check out my website, margaretannlembo.com, and visit me on Facebook, Margaret Ann Lembo author page, my online book club, which is called Margaret Ann Lembo's Online Book Club on Facebook. You can find me if you want. So I wish you many blessings, and may your days be filled with blessings and love. Thanks so much for listening. I hope to see you.